Oh, I'm live. Hi. Hey, everybody. How you doing? All right. I knew I was live. I'm just messing with you. Of course, it's just the Menomina song. You guys know the Menomina song. Anyway, welcome, Carlin. It's Thursday.
Hi.
It's awesome to have you on the show every Thursday. It's fantastic. I get someone to talk with. We're going to be talking about all this juicy stuff. Oh, my gosh. Things are happening.
Things are really happening in the chat today. Lots of juicy stuff in the chat.
Oh, not to mention the chat. Chat, I see you. My goodness. What did you guys eat today? The chat is on fire. My goodness. Cool. I've laughed like seven times just by the in the half hour that I've been watching chat kind of explode. You guys are hilarious. Thanks, chat. Shout out to chat because they're awesome. Shout out to Discord. I have my Discord open right here. Because my Discord's awesome. I got a lot of people in my Discord. They're fantastic people. Anyway, today me and Carlin are going to be talking about the election updates, or in parentheses, fraud, because AP actually already, I checked before I even started the stream. AP has, there's a fact check below. It's fact checked. AP has called the election. I don't care about what AP says. They don't call the election. So thanks, YouTube. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about fraud updates. A lot of crazy stuff has happened over the past few days. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking about CDC number or COVID numbers, talking about some things with COVID. There's a few different things we're going to talk about. Then we're going to be talking about AOC bread. You like how I did that?
Let them
eat bread. That's, you know, what AOC thinks the people need. They just want bread. And so do you, AOC, by selling overpriced sweatshirts and then complaining about MAGA gear. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then finally, we're going to talk about Arecibo telescope. I don't know if you know this. It's collapsed. I have a video of it collapsing. It's actually pretty insane to watch it collapse, but it's going to live. It's going to live again. They have plans to let it thrive in this wonderful world. So we're going to talk about that. And before we do, listen, just you can go to my website and support me directly. I have a PayPal, Bitcoin, and a physical mail address, P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. And before I even get into it, I just want to say thanks to a couple people. They sent me some really cool things. This is the original, am I holding it right? Yeah, the original Air Force Space Command from Phil. Yeah, it's Air Force Space Command original patch, and if you can see, there it is right here. I have the new Space Force patch. Ah. So now I have the original Air Force Space Command. This was the predecessor of the Space Force from 1982 to 2019. This was the patch that the Air Force used. Thank you, Phil. That was really cool. And then I also have this awesome drawing of myself that someone did. This is from Kira. This is amazing. Check this out. Can you see this?
Yes.
Spin the UFO. Soy Jesus. Look at this. I'm animated out. There's some Hulk hands, skateboard. This is from Kira. Thank you, Kira. She's 14. She watches my podcast with her dad all the time. She's a big fan of my show. Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot. That was really sweet. I like it a lot. All right. So just wanted to say thanks to those two. All right, so let's get into this stuff. Now, you sent me this.
Yes.
I was like, what do you want to talk about? You're like, we've got to talk about
Talk about Melissa from Michigan, who is my new favorite person in the world. She is my spirit animal. There is so much that I love about her. If you guys have not, we're gonna play a video of her doing her testimony, right? Because
this is not her testimony, because that's like 3 or 4 minutes long.
Okay.
I did watch it. I do have an article. Basically, and I'm going to read through what her testimony is. But this is actually what you sent me, was her talking about how her life has been destroyed.
Well,
and people are threatening her because of what she's doing, bringing light.
Totally. And the reason I like her, it's not even about that specific thing necessarily, but she is just like, she's like this classic Michigander that's like nice, but like has an edge to them, and just like really saucy, and like talked back to the committee and basically, I mean, told them to go screw in every which way from Sunday.
It was awesome. She's like, oh, did I not answer your question correctly? Because that's exactly what I just said. It's like, dang, girl. All right.
And she said to one guy was like really pushing back on her. It's like, the voter rolls are off in the way that you say they are. She was like, I had to sign an affidavit where I could go to prison if I'm lying. Did you have to sign that affidavit? And I was like, yes. Because they're all liars, every single one of them. But
I know, like, it's true.
One of the reasons I love her so much is that, like, she is being authentic. She's either being authentic or she is the best actress in the world, because people who are lying don't act like that.
It's true.
And it just added so much credibility to me. I mean, like, obviously there's so much coming out in these hearings, but seeing someone like that was just, listen, she's pissed. She's pissed that she witnessed this. She's pissed that she has to do this. She's pissed about her life being destroyed. And it's like, you know, she pointed out, people on the committee were asking her, like, why aren't more people coming forward if you're telling the truth? She was like, listen, I've had my family turn my backs on me. My life has been destroyed. I can't get a job. I had to move. I had to get a new phone number. There are any number of reasons why people don't do this. And so she is incredibly brave. Yep. I salute her.
Well, I'm going to read to everybody. This is from Just the News. Dominion contractor, that's Melissa, at Detroit Counting Center says thousands of ballots were scanned multiple times. All right. So, she said roughly 30,000 ballots being scanned multiple times by the counting machines. This contractor, Melissa Carone, who works as a freelance IT professional, made the allegations Wednesday night before the panel of Michigan House Oversight Committee members. Carone was at the Detroit Center early on Election Day, November 3rd, until about 4 the next morning. She also returned to the site later on November 4th. On November 10th, Carone said in an affidavit that she witnessed nothing but fraudulent actions take place. I observed numerous employees, city workers, running batches of ballots through the tabulators countless times without discarding them first, Carone said during a Wednesday evening hearing. She testified next to Rudy Giuliani, the personal attorney to President Trump, who has been leading most of the litigation's effort pertaining to the election. Carone testified on that on Election Day, the vote tabulating machines would jam up to 3 times an hour. When the machines would jam, election officials were supposed to reset the count at the on the machines to ensure that no ballots were scanned more than once, explained the witness. Instead of discarding, they were just rescanning, counting ballots 9 to 10 times, Carone said. She also said that there were more than 20 tabulating machines at her ballot counting center. The ballots were meant to be counted in batches of 50, though Carone noted that she observed the tabulation count climb well into the hundreds of multiple times throughout the day. I called my manager to a specific tabulating machine and I showed him a number on it that was over 500. They shouldn't be over 50. Ballots come in batches of 50. I said that we have a severe problem here, Nick, said Carone, of her attempt to notify her manager about the issue. He, Nick, said, Melissa, I don't want to hear that we have a problem. We are here to assist with IT. We are not here to run their election. And at that point, I was really frustrated and upset. I could tell that what was going on, she continued. They were cheating. It was very, very apparent. Giuliani asked Carone at one point in hearing why more individuals have not come forward to recount similar experiences. And this is from her quote again. My life has been destroyed because of this. I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've changed my phone number. I had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. I can't even get an actual job anymore because the Democrats like to ruin your lives. That's why. A Republican poll challenger who also testified Tuesday evening confirmed the legitimacy of Carone's statements. She said that many poll workers didn't appear to understand what to do when ballot tabulators became jammed. I could tell most people didn't have enough training and they were just mindlessly doing their job, she said. On November 13th, a Michigan judge wrote that Carone's account of the events that transpired at the TCF center on election day does not square with any of the other affidavits. The allegations are simply not credible, the judge wrote. And she, I mean, this, that's what this video is here. She's talking about how her life was destroyed. Now, in her actual testimony, they ask her, well, wasn't there a steel box that, you know, once they go through the counting machine, it goes into that box? And she goes, no, they weren't using the lock boxes that they were supposed to use. They were actually behind them, blocking the view of the challengers, the people that are supposed to witness all the voting. They were actually blocking their view. She's like, look, I'm not even here to talk about that side of it. I'm just talking about the fact that when it did jam, they were supposed to take the ones that were already counted and move them away, reset the count, and then continue from the one that was jammed. And instead of doing that, they took the entire stack and went back and kept running them through until it jammed again. And then they would do the same thing over and over again. And that's what they were saying, 8 to 10 times. Okay. Not only was it not in stacks of 50, you know, countless stacks, but it doesn't matter. She was saying, as soon as it jammed, what you're supposed to do was the X, Y, and Z. And they were doing B to J, all sorts of random things, recounting it all. All right. Not X, Y, and Z is what I'm trying to say. But it was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. So insane. It's so insane. I mean, it's not like, listen, the elections come around every 4 years. It's not as though it was a surprise. Like, it's obvious. And she was very, very adamant that even her boss, Nick, who was mentioned in that article, like, he was in on it. He knew what was happening because she was trying to say, no, they shouldn't be rescanning them. And he was like, no, Melissa, we're just going to do it this way.
Yeah. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Shut up and let them do their job. You're here for IT. You're not even supposed to be paying attention to what they're doing. We'll call you if we need you. That's the vibe I got from Nick.
Well, you know what I thought was so funny is in her testimony, she was talking about how there were two contractors for Dominion there. There were like three permanent employees and two contractors. She was one of the contractors and the other contractor was like a 90-year-old man. So I'm going to bet you all the money in my bank account that they hired her and that older gentleman specifically because they didn't think that she would say anything.
Yeah. She said, not once did I let anybody know that I was a Republican.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, oh, and when they found out, they were like, ooh, we got to get rid of this person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now, this is from today. All right. And well, so that's that. That's just one of the many things, all right, that has gone on. But this is crazy. This is another Kyle Becker, I mean, he's on top of things.
He is. He's the best follow on Twitter right now.
Yeah, and he follows me. Look at that.
Ooh. He follows me too. I was like, I feel so special.
It's about me right now. All right.
Oh, well, fine.
Just kidding. Look at this though. 18,000 plus fraudulent votes run through tabulators after everyone else was made to leave. Look, everyone, we're gonna call it for the night. 10 p.m. Go home. Thanks for all your work. All right, now that everyone's gone, let's pull all those suitcases out from under that table that no one was looking at before and now count all these votes till 4 a.m. That's literally what happened.
It's so sketchy.
It's on tape. They get rid of all the counters and they literally are counting votes from 10 p.m. until 4 in the morning. All right, thousands and thousands of votes from all these different, and they have it on tape. This is what I don't understand. Why would anybody want to not have transparency? I don't get this at all. No, Biden won. He won. What? I want proof. Don't you want proof?
Well, at this point, it is just the responsible thing to do, too, because, you know, Biden, of course, has been talking about like unity and let's give each other a chance. You know what? If he wants half the country to take him seriously as president, if he gets there, because he might, we don't know yet. But if he wants people to take him seriously, then he should absolutely come out and say, you know what? There has been a tremendous amount of information that's come out in these hearings in Georgia, in Arizona, in Michigan. And we need to take a closer look at this to make sure we got it right.
Absolutely.
He should want to know that he is the legitimate president if he makes it into the Oval Office.
Yep, exactly. And then on that note, it's like, then we got stuff like this. Mm-hmm. District judge halts three Georgia counties from erasing Dominion voting machine data. They're erasing the data. There's something's up with the Dominion machines. We need to wipe everything out. We need to purge them and reset them. What? How come? because there's fraudulent stuff on it because of the software that was programmed in to switch votes from Biden to Trump. Maybe is that why? Allegedly, that's what's going on. But of course, now when we all want transparency, when we're saying, look, why wouldn't anyone want transparency? Like, we want that. Everyone should want that. They're like, let's be transparent. Everyone, you want to be transparent? Okay, quickly go wipe all those Dominion machines. So when we're transparent, they can't actually see what we did. Go ahead, quick. Thank you, thank you. And the district judge, thankfully, has, he halts it. But did they? Are they? You think they're going to actually stop? You think they're going to actually let these Dominion machines be analyzed? I mean, Dominion came out and said it's a proprietary software. You're not allowed to look at our software because it's proprietary, and that's industry secrets.
I mean, right. They have got some nerve coming out and saying we can't look in their software when their software holds the key to the president of the United States.
Like, thank you.
They have got, I'm sorry, those are balls, but not like in a good way. In a way you would have to hide. Yeah,
not just the presidency. Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Literally anyone that's in power right now or in the past, who knows?
It's so stupid.
Anything that used the Dominion software. Like, I don't trust it anymore at all. Do you? Do you trust it?
No, I don't trust it at all. Absolutely not. I don't trust any software. I think that we should be doing paper ballots, and that's what we should do. And people should show up on election day and vote, unless they have extenuating circumstances, in which case they can do what I did, because I was going to be out of town on election day. I went to the town hall. I had to show my ID. I filled out the paper ballot in person, and I left. Yep. It took about 15 minutes. It really wasn't that hard.
But that was already in place. The absentee ballots, I don't think people really get this. Mail-in ballots were unnecessary. Look, if you were afraid of the pandemic, that's literally what an absentee ballot is for. You could have gone and filled out and figured it out and ordered an absentee ballot to fill it in so you didn't have to risk being around other people. That's cool. That's fine. It's literally in what an absentee ballot is for, so you don't have to be around other people if you feel sick or you feel threatened or you feel like you need to, if you can't show up the day of the election. That's what the absentee ballots are for, but you have to go through the numbers and do it. Mm-hmm. All right? And they didn't. They just wanted to drop in a bunch of mail-in ballots so they can do what they're doing. Count when no one's looking, bring in a bunch of suitcases full of votes, which I don't care what this fact check below says, okay? They saw it. They've got it on videotape of these people sending everyone, okay, we're done counting. Get out of here. All right, is everyone gone? Cool. Now let's start tabulating all these votes that we're going to pull out of shady suitcases out from under a table that's been sitting there all day now that no one's able to watch us. Well, surprise, there was a camera on you.
Yeah. And I saw someone on Twitter talking about that. And that table was set up at like 8 o'clock in the morning or something. Yeah. And like, when did those suitcases get put under the table? And why are we putting ballots in suitcases to begin with? The whole thing is just the most shady thing I've ever heard of. And the governor in Georgia needs to start remembering that he's a Republican. Because I'll tell you what, I was in Georgia a couple weeks ago because we did a rally outside of CNN and there was a Stop the Steal rally. There were thousands of people outside of the state house. Like, they were pissed. And awesome. So he's got to remember that he's a Republican or he's not going to be governor very much longer.
Oh, man. Man, that's a whole nother thing, too. This like, oh, don't vote for Republicans. It's like,
oh, it's a stupid. I mean,
I kind of get it, though, because the Dominion software, let's stay on Dominion for a second, because If Dominion is fraudulent, all right, and even if it isn't fraudulent, right, you know about the executive order President Trump signed in 2018, right?
Yes.
So it's basically saying if there's any foreign interference, if we have any interference at all with the elections, you know, we're going to, you know, we've got now something in place to handle it. So let me bring up this article. This is from the Gateway Pundit. All right. This is now I talked about it a little bit on my show the other night. Parent company of Dominion Voting Systems received $400 million from a Swiss investment bank, 75% of it owned by the Chinese government. Would you look at that? Let's read about this. This was first reported at InfoWars. Spicy. Oh, my gosh. InfoWars. Oh, no. The investigation centers at Staple Street Capital. which acquired Dominion voting systems in 2018, 2 years before this election. And it was used in, look at the swing states, PA, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia. Suspect. I mean, those aside, all these other states too, it was being used in. Mm-hmm. All right, but let's read about this. Check this out. It was used in 28 states, and it was accused of, by President Trump and his supporters of being involved in deleting millions of votes for Trump, in addition to switching votes to Biden. On October 8th, 2020, Staple Street Capital filed an SEC Form D offerings and sales amount of $400 million with the sales compensation recipient identified as UBS Securities, states the investigation, which also notes another payment of $200 million in December of 2014. Now, we actually know that the Clinton campaign was contacted by voting people in Wisconsin. And they were like, hey, we've noticed some irregularities. And that disappeared. Wonder why. Maybe Dominion was in play and it didn't work because actually people wanted Trump. Now, I looked into UBS Securities. Check this out. It's a Chinese investment bank and brokerage firm. Interesting. So you're telling me that Dominion is actually part owned by China? Now, let's bring up that 2018 executive order. Any foreign interference with our election is covered. He knew that this was going to happen. I mean, Trump, he was talking about it back in 2012. In 2012, he's like, hey, it's not who you vote for, it's who counts the votes. And it's like, ooh, why? That's spicy. Why did he say that?
Exactly. And did you see this statistician guy at the hearing in Arizona? I forget his name, but he was like a really bombastic character that was like just all about statistics, and he's a finance guy. But he was basically talking about how he ran the numbers across the entire country, and he thinks that this type of thing has been going on since like 2008.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't surprise me either. Absolutely
doesn't surprise
not.
Me. It might even go back further. I don't know. But I think we have to have paper ballots. We got to have paper ballots. We have to go vote in person, and there needs to be some sort of, I don't know, like a QR code or some sort of like my ballot with my name on it can only be counted once. And once it's been counted, it's checked in a system that like it can't, if it goes through again, if they try to run it again, it'll be like, whoa, 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 this one's already counted. I don't know. There just needs to be multiple contingency plans. Booster in chat just said blockchain ballots. Mm-hmm. Yes, blockchain ballots. Exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you can't confuse my ballot with anyone else's because mine's unique. We can do that. We can have a system where each single one will be its own vote. Each ballot will be its own. So you won't be able to run it over and over and over again. You won't be able to just have someone print them out, which there's rumors of people just printing out stuff. I actually saw a video about how a certain country, China, was printing votes and sending them over and selling them. It's like, I don't know if this is, I don't know if it's proven. Okay. I saw a video and people were basically saying, is this real? Because if this is real, this is insane. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. We're seeing that UBS is part owner of Dominion Software, and they're trying to say that it's proprietary. You're not even allowed to, see their software when that software is being used to essentially run our government, because we, the people, decide if what we decide goes through that software and what comes out on the other side isn't what we decided. We've got issues. And that's what I'm seeing.
Well, exactly. But I think, maybe this is a blessing in disguise, because this is an opportunity to start addressing some of these issues. I mean, who else would have made sure that this was featured on the national scale as it is right now, except for Donald Trump at the end of the day? And listen, I want to say something too, because there's been a lot of talk in Georgia, especially with the runoff elections, about,
talk about this.
People. Well, so essentially there's let's just say Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Ali Alexander held a press conference the other day. today, yesterday, yeah, I believe, in which Lynn Wood gave this sermon about how people shouldn't vote in Georgia because it's a fraudulent vote and all these things. And listen, I understand the concerns with these machines. I think that absolutely every single part of this should be investigated. Agreed. However, people need to still go out and vote. We still need to participate in the process. And if you are just bowing out and taking your toys and going home and not putting through the effort to just cast a single vote in two really critical races that are happening that are going to decide who controls the Senate, I'm sorry. You don't get to have a vote so far as I'm concerned. Every single person needs to go out and vote. And this idea that Republicans should boycott the runoff elections in Georgia as a stab at the GOP for not speaking up loudly enough, that is ludicrous.
I agree.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Don't use your constitutional right. It's like, wait, what? No. What? I value my constitution. I value my freedom of speech. I value my ability to vote and be a part of the system that is in place for us, we the people, to show what we're supposed to be doing. I don't know why this is. Is that me?
Oh, no, that might be me. Hang on.
Sorry. That's all right. Yeah, you know, it's like, man, I want to be a part of this. I want to vote. Even if, you know, if I find out if my vote wasn't counted, I'm going to be pissed. Mm-hmm. And everyone should be pissed because we're finding out that if your vote was for Biden, it might have been worth 8 votes, 10 votes.
Yep.
That's insane.
I'll tell you what, too. I just saw someone in the chat say that I'm an election fraud denier. No, I'm not an election fraud denier. I absolutely believe that fraud exists. We've been talking about it for the past 20 minutes. However,
what does that mean? Where do they get that from you? I don't understand.
Because
you think they shouldn't vote?
Yeah, because I think that they should vote. I think that you know, we shouldn't
be cutting off our nose
to spite our face. And I see a lot of people in the chat saying they need to earn our votes. Well, you know what, guys? If you want to hand the Democrats the Senate on a silver platter, then you don't get to complain when they pack the courts. Because the reality is this. The Democrats are going to control the House. The Democrats have got a really good shot of controlling that Oval Office. And if they control the Senate
They don't yet. All right?
No, they don't. They don't.
They need the presidency also to do that. And
they do.
I don't see that happening.
God knows, Adam, there are fewer people that would be more excited than me if Trump ended up in a second term in 2020. I would be thrilled with that outcome. Yeah. However, that we still need to prepare for something that could happen, which is Biden does get in there and they control the House. You want to give them the Senate too? You know how much crazy crap they're going to ram through if they do that? It would be absolutely insane.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we cannot lose the Chicago Box just said it. We cannot lose the Senate. I agree. I think there's a lot of crazy people in government right now, and they think they know what's best for us. And we're going to talk about AOC in a little while because she's one of those people that I'm talking about. But before we get into that, let's that's our election talk. All right. Yeah. Get out and vote. That's the most important thing you could do.
Vote.
I don't care that the election's just passed. It's like voting is one of the most important things we can do now. Whether or not the integrity of the votes and the people counting the vote, that's really what's up to question. Voting is not a question ever. Mm-hmm. Get out and vote always. Your vote counts. And if it doesn't, that's an issue and we need to fix that. Okay. But just because it is an issue and we need to fix it doesn't mean you should stop voting. That's ridiculous. Okay. That's them convincing you not to vote, not to participate in the system that we have in place. Okay, get out there and vote. It's important. Our voice. Those people in the Senate, they're way more important. They're the ones writing these bills. They're the ones creating the laws that we have to abide by, right? Like someone pointed out the other day. Look, our rights, we are born with these rights.
Yes.
The Constitution and all what they do, it's designed to let them know what they can do, not for them to let us know what we can do. Okay, we're free here in America, and I'd like to keep it that way. So get out and vote. All right, that's my rant. All right, let's talk about fun and exciting stuff. COVID.
Woo! Oh God! Ugh.
Yay! COVID-19. I'm so sick of this. I think it's.
Me too.
I don't even know if I'm going to get in trouble. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's as bad as they say it is. I went over this the other day. I have a segment on my in my videos you can watch about me talking about how John Hopkins newsletter released something, retracted it right away, didn't even deny it. But what it's about is deaths in America didn't spike up like this whole mountain that they said. That's only just COVID deaths, when in reality, there's an equal dip in all other deaths because the number of death rates stay the same. There's no spike. People die every day. That's just part of life. People die. All right. And you can go watch that if you want to know more details about that. But that I just wanted to lay that out before talking about these few things. First thing I want to show up is this is from the CDC. Okay. The CDC director says school is the safest place for children.
Then why aren't they in school?
That is the question there, Carlin. That is the question, okay? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, frankly, there's data coming out saying there are record high failure rates because kids are not being able to succeed in virtual learning environments. This is absolutely insane. An entire generation of kids is going to be left behind because they don't want to open the schools. And the schools really weren't that great to begin with. And now you're adding extra layers on top of it.
You're right. All right, let's read this here. This is a quote. It's small family gatherings where people become more comfortable. They remove their face mask, but it's not inner school transmission, Redfield said at White House Thursday. The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be is to remain at school. Clearly, the data strongly supports that K through 12 schools, as well as institutes of higher learning, really are not what we're having our challenges. Are not where we're having our challenges, and it would be counterproductive from a public health point of view to close them. All right. Now, I want to bring up Corey DeAngelis. Do you know who Corey is?
I know the name, but it's escaping me.
Okay. Corey DeAngelis. I'm going to bring up his Twitter just so I can give him a shout out. Corey is a school choice advocate. All right. And he talks a lot about schools being opened because he thinks it is incredibly important to do. And I just want a quick congratulations. Oh, right. He just hit the Forbes 30 under 30 list. Congratulations, Corey.
Yay,
and
Corey.
Also, she said yes. So he's also now engaged.
Yay, Corey.
So
good
lots
man.
Of congratulations for Corey. shout out to him. He's been on my show before. But really what I'm bringing him up is because he talks about how school choice is super important. Opening our schools are super important, and why they're closed down. And it has nothing to do with COVID. All right. Now he posts a lot, and I'm not about to just go digging through his Twitter feed to bring up a lot of these tweets, but it's not COVID.
No,
it's not. It's about money. It's about the school, the teachers' union. All right. Maintaining a monopoly on our children, indoctrination. Hey, Carlin, what you know about school indoctrination? You know anything about that?
I do know a thing or two about school indoctrination. I've been talking a lot about it lately on my channel.
Oh, have you?
I have. And you know, one of the things I discovered the other day, and I'm actually going to be doing a live stream with the person who explained this to me next Wednesday, is that there is a whole website that Betsy DeVos created to track how much money that the states got in like the COVID relief bill specifically for education that they are not using. And you look at some of these states who talk about, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that. They're not using half of money that the federal government gave them to use specifically for this purpose. Because they're
Where's
waiting to
the money going?
It. They're waiting Where's to the reallocate money? It to something else.
Where's the money going?
Yeah, exactly.
They are the largest, most powerful union in America. The largest. It's crazy.
It's incredible. And actually, Chris Rufo just released some scary stuff today. He basically discovered that the San Diego Unified School District has forced all of its teachers in San Diego to go through this white fragility training to admit that they're racist. And of course, they're bringing that into the classroom. That's what they do. They embed it into the school system.
Did you notice that he includes higher learning? As well as institutes of higher learning. Just really want to make sure and clarify that I mean colleges too, because we got to keep that indoctrination going.
Yeah.
You know why? Because people are actually people are actually realizing when they teach their own kids, the kids are like, oh, okay, this makes sense. All right. They're it's like reversing the brainwashing that they've had going for so long. It's like, oh no. Oh, we got to get them back into school now. Quick, get them back into school. We need to maintain that. Ridiculous. Now we've got this whole thing. Doctors warn CDC to tell public about side effects of COVID vaccines, the number of doses needed also. All right. And I'm just going to, let's see if I could just sum this up. I mean, essentially what they're saying, I'm not going to read that article. I just wanted to show you. They're saying that you don't just like go up like, boop, all right, you got a COVID vaccine. This vaccine has to be kept at like -80 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit. I don't know which, but -80, whatever. It's really cold. You can't just use like your regular freezer. It needs to be like insanely cold. And you can't just get one. You got to get one, then come back in 3 weeks and get another, then come back and get another. And then you basically have COVID for like 3 days. You're down and out. And I mean, that's what vaccines do, right? They give you just a tiny little bit of it. So your body can be like, I can beat this little mm-hmm. tiny bit amount. And then all of a sudden you have antibodies and then you're immune to it.
Yeah, like, it just sounds honestly awful. I saw someone posted a card on Twitter that people are going to have to carry around in their wallets, listing when they got the vaccine. And you know we're going to have to get this thing to get on airplanes and to actually do normal things. And it's really true. Amazing to me. But I want to tell you something interesting I learned in my locals community today, actually. I was talking with a healthcare provider, and she was telling us about the differences in the vaccines. And what she told us is that AstraZeneca, who has developed one of the vaccines, they basically have piggybacked on the way that flu vaccines are traditionally done. And they were also already working on a vaccine for like a general coronavirus before this even started. So there's a lot more research behind the AstraZeneca vaccine, and it's being delivered in a more predictable way because it's exactly how it is for the regular flu vaccine, right? But when you're looking at like Moderna and Pfizer, they're doing something completely different. So if you have to get a vaccine, AstraZeneca is probably going to be the one that you want to lean towards just because it's using more proven techniques.
If. Keyword there, if.
I don't really want to, but I feel like I'm going to have to because I want to get on airplanes.
Man, I haven't had a flu vaccine or like a flu shot in, I don't remember, 15 years, 20 years. Like, it's been a long time and I don't get sick. I'm a healthy person. I eat well. I don't get sick often because my immune system's probably working very well. That's why this disease, this pandemic, you don't even know you have it and you have to get tested to make sure, because most people probably have good immune systems. And of course, the people that get it and are doing very hot with it are not doing well anyway. Mm-hmm. And bringing back to the death thing that I was talking about, the death line is the same. It's not spiking. The normal amount of deaths is going on, and that's the way it is normally. Like, deaths happen. I mean, even not to mention the motorcycle accident, getting hit in a bus by a bus and getting killed, COVID deaths. Like, what is this stuff? It's because literally anything that had COVID in their system, that's a COVID death. They're not comparing the numbers correctly, and that's why they retracted that article, because they're like, we can't have people realizing that it's nothing to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ridiculous. Look,
so ridiculous.
Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. South Dakota. Shout
strong
out to South,
woman right there. Good.
Shout out to South Dakota.
Good.
Man, that is a state to aspire to be like. Mm-hmm. She slams CBS for misleading report. Oh, let me bring up the misleading report on strained hospitals treating virus patients. 40% of our beds are empty, she says. That's right. CBS had a report saying that, man, the hospital beds are strained. We've got so many issues. And she just bombards them saying we have a 40% occupancy in our hospitals. Mm-hmm. So it's like this fear mongering. I'm not going to read the article either. I just wanted to bring that up. That's essentially what that whole story is. It's like it's a fear mongering. They want you afraid of this. They want you to be California. Everybody's locked in their homes now. You're not allowed to go out, Callie. Sorry. You see this?
Well, and not only that, but Dave Rubin the other day tweeted out a thread from my friend Elle on Twitter where she basically documented every single instance in which an elected leader, I think mostly in California, had gone out and done something that they were then forbidding other people from doing, like Nancy Pelosi getting a haircut and Gavin Newsom going out to that expensive place and so, like people out eating out in L.A. on the same day that they banned dining in L.A. Like, it's so crazy.
Shout out to Elle. She got banned, came back. And
he's back undercover. Some B
undercover. Some B I knew. Anyway, shout out to Al. Hey Al, if you're watching, you should come on the show and we should talk about
Come on the show.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome on. All right, so that's that. I mean, whatever. CDC, COVID, my goodness, it's still a thing. All right, let's move forward and talk about everyone's
You're like on point tonight, Adam. I was nervous you weren't going to get through all these stories, but you're like, boom, 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 like a
You know what? I'm getting very comfortable in this seat here, you know, running my show. I am. I'm getting really comfortable, cozy with moving along, rocking out the stuff, giving you my opinion. And all right, moving on. All right. So on that note, moving on. So this is, there's a few things I'm going to talk about, and AOC bread will be next, but AOC has a meltdown on Twitter after Democratic senator slams her for not taking her job seriously. Oh, look at this. She kind of looks like a dictator here.
She does look like a dictator.
She's very like, you know, dictator-esque. It's like, all right, bring it down a little bit. Bring it down. Anyway, this is from Manchin. And he's a Democrat, you know. They're calling him a centrist Democrat now because of simply the way that he's handled this. Well, I'll read the whole thing. On Tuesday, far left socialist representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had a meltdown on Twitter after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, a centrist in the Democratic Party, criticized her for not taking her job seriously. And there's a quote from him. I guess she put the dagger stare on me. And that's the picture that I don't know where it. It's in the original article. Maybe they got rid of it. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a picture of her just brutally staring. And people, now it's a meme where they're just taking and putting their own face, putting something else, someone else's face. It's hilarious. But that's what he's referring to. And then he says, I don't know the young lady. I really don't. I never met her. I'm understanding she's not that active with her bills or in committee. She's more active on Twitter than anything else. That's true.
It doesn't surprise
me. She is. Hey, AOC, what bills have you put forward? Mm-hmm. What bills? Any?
She's just Bernie Sanders.
I'm waiting. Bernie Sanders, none.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is just like, she's his little protege, right? He literally represented me because I used to live in Vermont for pretty much my entire adult life as a representative and a senator. He has never done anything. Literally has never done anything, and AOC is following in his footsteps admirably.
Yeah. well put. All right, so, and then let's see, what did she say? Here she said, I find it amusing when politicians try to diminish the seriousness of her policy work. What policy work? Movement organizing. Okay, you got that. And grassroots fundraising. All right, now, there it is, the fun meeting to just, she just tweets, or actually, you don't just tweet, you also now Twitch, and you now lean into capitalism. So this is what I found funny about her grassroots fundraising. She's so socialist, and she's against capitalism. I'm going to jump away from this article to her new sweatshirt.
$58.
Tax the rich, AOC. Tax the rich. $58. Go buy her swag. Go buy her capitalistic endeavors. She is an entrepreneur using the capitalistic system to sell things to get you to be mad at the rich people while she is climbing her way up the ladder of rich people. This is from, I don't know who Stefan Punwasi is, but it's pretty funny.
I was like, this is not even like a cool sweatshirt, right? It's not even a cool sweatshirt. But then I was looking at it, I was like, you know what this looks like? This looks like the party uniform that everyone would have to wear in 1984. Like, it's like that level of like
gray sweatshirt. Oh, you're so right with that. Oh my goodness. It's like, yes, everyone must wear the uniform.
Exactly.
Next the is party tax uniform. The rich sweatpants and tax the rich beanie. All right. And now next is you must wear this beanie. And now comes with your own identification number. Woo! It's like, wait a minute. All right. At least it's made in the USA. All right. At least it's made in the USA.
Well, there is that.
But it's interesting that you should mention that, because she actually quote tweeted Stefan here and said Republicans are freaking out because we don't use slave wage labor for merch that funds grassroots organizing. What's the difference between Trump's merch and ours? Ours is made in the U.S. What? What, AOC? Hmm. Excuse me? Okay, wait. One second. Well, actually, I've got it right here. This is my MAGA beanie. Official MAGA beanie. Now, let me just go ahead and pull this. Oh, what's that? Made in the U.S.?
Look at
That's right. Made in the U.S. of A, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. So you're talking about knockoff stuff? All right. Where's the knockoff tax the rich sweatshirts? Because they're coming. All right. No one wants to pay $58. Guess what? They're probably going to use slave wage and, you know, get some cheap version of what yours is. Look, people are posting. Where is it? Oh, man, maybe they got rid of it. There's a bunch of people posting like, look at this MAGA hat. It's, you know, it's made in China. And you can see the quality of the MAGA hat. It's just terrible. It's like, yeah, nobody, no real MAGA supporter, you know, a MAGATS. I don't know. They call them, they call them whatever. It doesn't matter. But no MAGA supporter is going, I'm going to order it from China.
No.
Like, no. They're all going, America, America, USA. Yeah. And then they're getting their legitimate, this is a legitimate real MAGA beanie made in America, baby. So your argument, AOC, yeah, it's a lie. You got.
Oh, where'd Adam go? Okay, I guess Adam is gone. Okay, well, I don't have controls to be able to do anything, so I'll just talk about random stuff until Adam comes back, I suppose.
Oh, okay, I did.
You're back. Okay, you're back. Take that.
I don't know what just happened.
I was like, anyway. I'm going to have to BS this entire rest of the show.
I'm curious on how you did there. All right, anyway, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for covering for me. I don't know what just happened there.
I have no idea what happened either. Thank God it was over quickly.
Yeah, I figured it out pretty quickly. So let me just bring in, this is from Courtney Holland. She calls why isn't Twitter fact checking this lie? It is a lie.
Twitter only fact checks Trump. Only ever fact checks Trump. That's it.
Team Trump merch is made in the USA.
Can I just say for a second?
Women-owned country. Go ahead.
What is Twitter's fact-checking team going to do when Trump is no longer the president? And whether that is like next year or like 4 years from now, they're going to be out of a job. They're going to have nothing else to do.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. AOC. She is ridiculous. I can't get over it. It's hilarious. All right. So that's it. That's AOC. I don't really want to waste any more energy on talking about AOC, I'll be honest. Hey, AOC, I'm not interested in your tax the rich sweatshirt. No, just thought you should know.
So expensive.
And again,
I'm going to knit you a better sweater, Adam. I'm going to knit you a sweater.
Oh, yeah.
My glorious yarn. Look, it's going to be way better than AOC's sweatshirt.
She's going to make me something awesome. I actually picked those colors out myself.
You did. We got a whole
They're rather moody.
About it.
They rather are. Moody and
so
moody
I'm gonna get some neon in there.
Ooh.
On my own and some neon.
Ooh,
blue.
What is that? Is that blue? I like that.
It is, yes.
That's
nice
good.
Neon blue.
What's your plan? What are you gonna make for me?
I'm gonna knit you a Technicolor dream coat, and it's it's gonna be a big nice sweater that you can wear. It's not going to get to you anytime soon, so I don't want to have anyone in the expectations that Adam's going to be modeling anything in the next couple of weeks, because it takes a while
to
knit.
That's
but
okay.
I'm
going to
be working on it.
I saw your shawl. Are you rocking the thing?
I am rocking
right now?
My shawl.
That thing is dope. I saw
Thank
that.
You.
That's cool. And
Thank you.
So very nice job. All right, so let's talk about the Arecibo telescope. All right, this is in Puerto Rico. It was a shame. They were trying to repair it, and it actually totally fell. Now, I actually talked about this the other day when it actually collapsed. I think it was yesterday, maybe. No, 2 days ago, Tuesday. And I was like, F in chat for that. Well, I'm going to retract the F. All right. And I got a story I want to show you guys. Check this out. This is an actual video of it collapsing. It's quite loud. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. So this is the moment of it snapping. F in, all right. Bring back the F in chat. All right. Oh. I retracted it, but let's bring it back. F in chat. Let's get that F chat going. Come on.
Wow.
Look at that. It's insane. Golden eye down the tube. Contact. Done.
Wow.
F in chat. F in chat. I'm going to skip ahead because there's actually drone footage. All right. So this is, it's facing kind of away, but you can see the cable snaps. All right. And then the drone actually turns to see it as it finishes the rest of the fall. And there it is right there. Pretty brutal. But it's, man, what a beautiful area. All right. So, but I want to talk about, all right, let me just, here we go. Puerto Rico's Arecibo Observatory not closing. All right. All those people that just F'd in chat, retract the F's. All right. I know I retracted it and then asked for the F and now I'm retracting it again because they're going to rebuild. They are not closing after the collapse. Let me explain. Puerto Rico's Arecibo Observatory could still have a future after its vast telescope dramatically collapsed this week, U.S. officials said Thursday. The structure was destroyed on Tuesday when its 900-ton receiver platform, which was suspended 450 feet in the air, fell loose and plunged onto the radio dish below. Ralph Guam, director of the U.S. National Science Foundation Division of Astronomical Sciences, said the NSF is not closing the Arecibo Observatory. The NSF is deeply saddened by the situation, he told reporters, adding that the agency has a very well-defined process for funding and constructing large-scale infrastructure, including telescopes. It's very early for us to comment on the replacement, but that means there's going to be a replacement. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're going to build it back better than ever. All right. Engineers have recently warned of the telescope's decrepit condition, and the NSF announced only last month that it would be dismantled. Two of the cables that held the platform over the radio dish, which measured 1,000 feet in diameter, had snapped this year, and the structure finally gave way Tuesday morning. Video showed the final cables breaking and the platform swinging down onto the radio dish before a cloud of dust erupts. The telescope was one of the largest in the world and has been a tool by many astronomical discoveries since the 1960s. It's been in GoldenEye and also Contact. Hello. Mm-hmm. They seem to have missed Contact. But yeah, I'm just excited because that means they're not giving up on, because if you think about it, it's still that deep crater, and it could be, imagine if they turned it into the newest best telescope that they can use that location for now. Imagine how much better it will be.
Exactly. Right? I'm a big believer in fate. I think that things happen for a reason, and in everything from the worst thing you can possibly imagine to the best thing. And when things like happen like this, is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to use newer technology, to build it back even better, to really take advantage of it and use all the learnings that they probably had over the course of that thing existing to make something really cool.
Okay. And listen, chat, calm down. All right. It's not build back better. Build it back better than ever, although it is the Arecibo Observatory. So literally, we could just say MAGA. Make Arecibo great again. All right. Are you happy, chat? All right. I see you, chat. Calm down a little bit. All right. Make Arecibo great again. MAGA just continues, right? We can do that. All right. So, I mean, it's not a long story. I just wanted to go over it and talk about it. So I'm just really happy about that being the case. So let's get into some of these here super chats, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. We got some super chats. Robert Weil says, I'm pissed. What was being said on the Tim show last night? Your buddy who left your show to go on Tim's calls the anthem you said in school was propaganda. Okay.
What?
There's a lot to digest there. So Tim Cast IRL, I'm assuming, and I'm guessing you're talking about Ian, who's actually Tim's buddy, who was on my show, and it happened as it is. I called the anthem. I pledged the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I mean, it's
he's it's, allowed to have an opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is in a sense, but also I don't see anything wrong with loving your country that you're yeah. in. You know, it's like I could see what he's saying. You know, because I mean, I love this country, so you know, it's to one nation or God. I understand. Yeah, it's like it's not really propaganda because there's nothing really bad about it. You know, there's nothing wrong with enjoying and being proud of your country. I think that that has escaped many people in this world, and they've demonized loving your country. But other countries can love their countries, but Americans aren't allowed to love America anymore. It's like that's messed up. So I don't know, but I don't watch that show anymore. So, or I never did. I was on it and now I'm not. So Irish Demon says, Adam, I'd love to chat with you on my new show. Irish Demon. Cool. Email me adamcast@gmail.com. adamcastirl@gmail.com. Robert Wilde says, I'm sorry for what I said in my first super chat. Don't like causing trouble, but he made a bad joke about our troops that Tim had to call him out on. Be blessed. Thank you, Robert. Well, yeah, I'm, what, Tim calling someone out on something?
That's never happened ever.
Kenneth says, stop the steal. Yes. White Lasagna says, gotta skip for D&D night. Clack that math rock for me. I'll be watching. This is a this has a rerun later tonight. All right, this is for White Lasagna, who actually gave me this die. All right, I'm going to roll it right now. I have rolled the die, and the dice is out. All right, so I'm going to be watching the chat. You guys have to guess. It's 1 through 20. First person who guesses what number it is, you win absolutely nothing. But I'm going to call your name out and say that you've won absolutely nothing. All right, but and good luck.
Oh, Raging Rat is a dirty cheater.
What?
Raging Rat listed oh. every number.
Doesn't count. All right, the numbers are pouring in. Wow, everyone is getting into the game. I'm still not seeing it. Where is it? No one's guessed it. Wow. Nobody has guessed it yet. I might have missed it, but I don't think I did. Wow. How is nobody guessing the number? Seriously, no one's guessed it yet.
The suspense is killing me.
All right. I'm going to keep rolling. I'm looking. My goodness. Nobody has guessed it. Jeez, I don't understand. How is everyone just missing the most obvious of numbers? All right, look. All right. Someone might have said it, but this is the first time I've seen it, and it just did a big chat jump. So Jameen Hoizar guessed 10, and it is 10. I'm going to try to scroll up a little bit. Oh, yep, Janine actually said it multiple times. I haven't seen anyone else say it. Jameen, congratulations. You won absolutely nothing, but the number is 10. All right. So that was for White Lasagna. Thanks again for my space rocks. They're very cool. All right. Charles Jansen says, new Attorney General Sidney Powell. Wait, what? Are you just wishful thinking or? Because that would be crazy. Miraculous Ladybug. Hey, everything is coming to light. Trump winning sooner. America wouldn't see what was happening. I'm glad it's dragging out. It'll be that much more uniting when he wins, because maybe even haters will take his side then. Share this. Yeah, I mean, if the fraud is there, we're now seeing it. We've got video evidence. It's getting ridiculous.
It is, but I got to be honest. I am not glad it's dragging out. I feel as though I have aged like 5 years in the last month, and I just want it to be over.
I know. I'm inclined to agree with you there. It is. But, I mean, as long as it's coming out, and you know, yes. and you know, we're seeing all this stuff. So that's really what I want. Jedi Knight Anakin Cringewalker says, FYI, Gina Haspel, CIA director, has been missing since November 11th. She randomly showed up in Taiwan on the 22nd, unscheduled. Taiwan government demanded media keep silent and said it was Navy intelligence. WTF. Yeah, I read an article that she might have been dead. I mean, crazy conspiracy theory. Wait, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, so I do a show every Tuesday night on my channel with Joshua. You've been on the show. Joshua is a psychic, and he actually psychicked this on Tuesday. Someone asked him if Gina Haspel was dead, and he said, no, she is very much alive, and that people need to stop, you know, getting into conspiracy theories.
Right, so right. Total conspiracy theory. Admittedly, it was conspiracy. Charles, again, says, how about vote counting machines, not vote factoring machines? All vote machines all voting machines made in the USA. Yeah, now, and there's also, I read about how some of these voting machines are built overseas, then brought in and assembled, and then claim made in America when they're actually not. So we got to really look into everything. Not Your Problem says Colonial Today in Georgia said that they have a phone recording of them placing order for ballots being printed in China. That's what I was talking about. Oh, a colonel today said that. Okay, that's different. If a colonel said it in Georgia Today in a hearing, that's ridiculous, because I've seen a video of this happening, but it's not proven as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen like any hard evidence. It was a man who was speaking Chinese on the phone with someone holding up ballots that looked like the ballot that I used when I voted this year. So I don't know what it means, but it could be crazy.
I also saw a story like right before we came on air, where someone who works at a print shop in Rochester, New York, was talking about how they were printing Georgia ballots, and they were doing it on regular paper, and they had pictures and everything. I was like, why are they printing Georgia ballots in Rochester, New York? That makes no sense.
I think all this stuff's coming out. It's coming out. Yep. Let's see. Fractal says, breaking, Nathan Ballard, aide to California Governor Gavin Newsom and high-profile Democratic strategist charged with felony domestic violence, including allegedly trying to suffocate his 4-year-old daughter. My goodness, that's terrible.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds terrible.
I heard about it earlier today. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's true. Yep.
Jeez, that's nuts. Tony Goza says, I'm a Georgia voter and my county is so small that stealing would be very obvious. Plus, I'm voting Republican. Nice.
Yeah.
Koala Resistance. Besides voting in Georgia, we also need patriots guarding those doors days before and days after, because that's how they've been getting away with it. Right. Because people go home.
I agree.
And they bring in these suitcases and, continue counting whatever they want. It's ridiculous. Sparky says, honest voting machines won't sell. Ha! I don't want to do a badoomsh because it's not a joke. It's actually really sad. Gone Fall says, Rudy Giuliani just proved Georgia fraud. We got Georgia, boys and girls. I mean, did he? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that all these, everything I'm seeing is just getting more and more ridiculous as the days goes on. So Sparky says, Johns Hopkins, not John Hopkins. Oh, I see. It's Johns Hopkins. Okay, sorry. I'll correct my future reporting on whatever they do. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, I've seen many prominent political channels buying into the don't vote in Georgia Senate vote. It seems greatly stupid to me. P.S. Is Dr. K single? No, she's married.
No, I'm married, and I'll even shock half the people in your chat. I'm married to a dude, not a woman.
I don't think that that is that shocked at that.
Everyone thinks I'm a lesbian.
Everyone falls into stereotypes. I don't like stereotypes. Sparky says COVID-19 is a replacement virus, not an additional one. In its second wave, it's no worse than the cold it's replaced. 15% of colds are coronaviruses. That is true. The common cold is a coronavirus. Yep. And the body can beat it. No Dice says, I can attest to the failure rate. I'm a 20-year-old at a college in Suffolk County, Long Island, and my GPA has bombed due to online classes. It's hard to explain, man, but it's just not the same as in-person learning on campus. I don't blame you, because you don't get the same. You can't go to the teacher and like have the teacher explain it to you, because you have everybody there. It's just not, that's just the first thing that pops in my head. There's just so much that isn't, you can't just like look over to the person. Hey, can you explain this to me? Like, can we work on this together real quick and like help me figure this math problem or whatever it is,
And the thing of it is like there are schools that have been doing online learning for a really long time and are actually really, really good at it. I mean, I did all my graduate work online and I have no regrets. It was perfect for me. But all these colleges and high schools that have all of a sudden out of nowhere had to do online learning, they don't know how to do it. And so I was a little bit amused about it at first, because I've always taken rashes of grief for doing my graduate work online, even though I feel like like I learned a lot. And now all of a sudden, everyone's doing graduate work online, but I went to the schools who knew how to do it and they're not. So who's got the last laugh now?
Zing. It's you. You got the last laugh.
I did.
Just want to point that out. I'm not your buddy, guy. Says, have either of you seen the video of Democrats in Georgia telling everyone to leave, then pull out cases of ballots hidden under the table? Yes, and we talked about that. And I didn't play the video, but I had a clip of showing the different views that they had. It's crazy. Sparky says, COVID-19 is a cold. A flu is structurally different. Oh, okay. Good point. Skylar says, Adam and Carlin, words can't describe the outrage and disenfranchisement to those around me are feeling about our system. See you guys at the DC rally next Saturday. Hope to see a lot of Patriots there. I have a feeling it's going to be crazy, but I'll be there. I'll
you see think? You. I don't know if I'm going to go.
Are you going?
I don't know. No? I don't know. I haven't. Well, I haven't really decided yes or no yet. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know if it can match the magic of the last rally. You're going Maybe. Though?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too
well,
far away.
You live like an hour away. I have to get on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. It's easy for me to get there, so I definitely got to go. All right. Let's see. Sparky says 15% of colds are coronavirus. The rest are rhinovirus. Right, right, right. Fatty B says public school is a literal prison for children and the only place most people experience physical violence in their lives. It's sad, sad truth, I guess. Yep. Wimp Low says sunlight is the best disinfectant. Praise the sun. Praise the sun. Sorry, that little bit was my addition to that. I'm in Flagstaff from December 21st to 28th, and I'll be praising that AZ sun. Yes, the Arizona sun is an amazing thing. Sparky says, average COVID-19 deaths older than life expectancy, pointing it as a replacement virus. It's not referred to as a cold because people wouldn't freak out. Right, that's true, because they want that fear in people's minds. Super Dank says, not the national anthem. Ah. Oh, really?
Every country has a national anthem. I don't understand that.
Yeah. I don't get it. Starblade Neo says, 17. Thank you for the super chat. It wasn't. It was 10. Let me see what I can roll right now. It's not a 17. I'm not playing the game. I'm reading super chats. just letting you know. Now you can guess if you want. All right. Good luck, everybody. Yeah, it's 1 through 20. Just go ahead and guess. I'll play the game. Who am I kidding? Mavit says, every vote does count. Claudia Tenney is leading an upstate New York House seat race by only 12 votes. Wow, that's a close race. My goodness. Tracy Nolan says, it was the Star-Spangled Banner. He was talking about the bombs bursting in air. He pissed off a lot of people. Then he blew up. Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, someone guessed it right off the bat. Nuclear. You've actually won before. You won absolutely nothing. Ooh. But the fact remains, this is the second time. Congratulations, nuclear guests, 14. It was 14. Yep. All right. Let's see. Jamin. It's Jamin. Hoosier. The name Jamin, like Benjamin, but no Ben. Oh, Ben. Jamin.
Jamin.
Jamin. Okay. Benjamin, but Jamin. All right, nice. 10, my favorite number. I hoped one day to see Tim on your show and vice versa. I did ask Tim if he would come on for an interview, and he said yes. So maybe I'll have Tim on the show eventually. So,
but you've got to control that show if he comes on. You've got to be in charge, Adam.
Do you know how many times I'm going to tell him he's wrong? Like, and take the video, the camera away from him? Oh, yeah, trust me.
I can't wait. It's going to be your best show ever.
It might be. Caucasian Persuasion says, DNG gang, brand new player and the GM for my friends, setting up to play custom dungeon for a friend who missed a session. Wish me luck. Awesome. Well, congratulations that you are a new player to the game. It's really fun. I used to play Vampire Masquerade, and then I played Dungeons and Dragons with some friends, and it's really fun. It's really fun. Let's see. Cafecito Break says, do you think Trump will have a second term? What percent? Absolutely. Yes. 100%.
Yes.
Does that answer your question? Where my head's at on that question?
I've, I think it might be in 2024, but I'm still voting for yes.
yeah. I don't think so, but that's
all right. I want to make the argument that it could be better if it was in 2024. Okay, hear me out. And again, I want to emphasize, like, if Trump pulled...
So, I had to mute her and cut her off because I don't talk about that kind of stuff on my show. Yeah, we don't deal with that. And Carlin, hey, I'm sorry. There was a glitch. I don't know what happened. It was some sort of weird glitch in the system that cut you off from talking about that sacrilege.
Okay. Hear me out. If this travesty of a situation unfolded, I actually think it would be better for Trump in 2024 because they would have had 4 years of Biden like destroying the country. They're going to be begging for Trump in 24. And he's going to be able to get so much more done. So I don't know. I really want him to win. I think he can.
Yeah.
But I think that there's always a silver lining to things if we don't get things our way. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, that was my show, and you didn't think we'd actually get to all the stuff.
I really didn't. I thought we were totally hosed.
I feel like we could have probably put in another segment in there and talked about it. But thanks everyone for joining in. Look, if you guys aren't following Carlin, why not? Right?
Seriously,
she's clearly awesome. All right, down below, you can hit subscribe and follow me if you haven't already subscribed. But you can also check out her link. And go subscribe to her channel, too. She talks about a bunch of this stuff, too. Gives her more of her views. She's rather spicy. Have you not noticed how spicy she is? Like,
I tried to rein in the spice a little bit here, but I do go on some pretty epic rants.
You've done a good job of not swearing anymore. All right, you're not swearing as much. And have you noticed a difference?
It's your influence on me, Adam, that I have not been swearing as much on my own channel as I previously once did. But every once in a while, one flies out of my mouth. I just can't control it.
Well, You saw, I had from Kira, she sent me that awesome thing. She's 14 years old and watches her dad. I don't want to be swearing, you know, and you know, you gotta rein that in a little bit. You gotta be professional.
Right? Listen, I was swearing by the time I was 8, so, you know.
Oh, all right. Okay, I see that. We have another super chat. Let me just read it real quick. Let's see. Alex Jones says, I have heartburn. Any suggestions? Yes, stop drinking so much, Alex. Stop. And that's not actual Alex Jones, obviously, but
what if it
drink,
was?
No, if you really do have heartburn, drink water. I'm serious. Drink water. You probably just need a lot of water in your system. It's your stomach trying to having too much acid in it, you know, or, you know, something with your stomach. So just drink a lot of water. It'll neutralize it and help your body bring your balance back to normal. That's what I say. Sparky says, without Trump 2020, there will be no election reform. I agree. And that's why I fully believe Trump 2020, baby. Hey, Nick H. became a member. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate that. I appreciate that all. All right. So, everybody, I will be back tomorrow. It's jam night, Friday night. That means I'm going to play some music. And I can't wait. I've got my electric, but I'm probably going to switch back to an acoustic tomorrow because it helps with the mic picking up the sound and singing. So I will be playing some music tomorrow. Carlin, thank you for joining me, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. All right, everybody, have a great night, and I will see you tomorrow. Good night. Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.